The newly formed hockey club Lev Praha has made its debut in the Continental Hockey League. The first Czech-based team to join the KHL got two wins out of its three home games before setting off for a tour of Russia and Belarus. But has the new club also succeeded in bringing Czech hockey fans to see KHL action in Prague? Jan Richter finds out.
Czech fans tried out various chants to cheer hockey club Lev Praha on Thursday during the Prague-based team's debut in the Continental Hockey League. Lev Praha, or Lion Prague, is the first Czech club to join the KHL. It won two of the three home games, beating Dynamo Riga and Donbas Donetsk, and only losing to Spartak Moscow on Saturday. Some members of Lev's emerging fans group spoke to Radio Prague about why they came to root for the new club.
It's the first Czech club in the KHL, and it's an opportunity to see some of the world's best players. It's something new that hasn't been here before. I just hope that the fan club will grow. The best hockey league in Europe is now in the Czech Republic, and I think it will be great.
One of the big questions ahead of the Lev's premiere in the Continental Hockey League was whether the team will find enough fans in Prague, where two clubs, Slavia and Sparta, sometimes struggle to attract crowds to their own Czech top division games. Club managers were hoping to see the 13,000-seat arena at least half full for the first three games, and their wishes came nearly true. Some 6,000 spectators came to see the opening game on Thursday. On Saturday, more than 5,200 people found their way to the arena, while Monday's game played out in front of 4,800 fans. Former NHL player and Czech TV hockey commentator Martin Hosták believes that people will be coming to the games, especially when some of the KHL's best teams come to the city.
I think they will find their followers, but I don't know how many they would be, because, of course, in the beginning of the new project, everybody's curious how would it be if it's interesting to go to watch these games. And so far, the games were well played. Lev Praha won two games, so I think they might find their spectators, their followers, and have their own crowd.
One of the things that helped is the fact that around half of Lev Praha's roster is Czech. In fact, the team can rely on some of the best Czech hockey players, such as national team stars Jakub Klepiš, Jiří Novotný, Tomáš Peperle and others. Meanwhile, there were indeed signs that the KHL is primarily a Russian-based league. For example, Lev head coach Josef Jandač addressed a news conference in fluent Russian. But can historical reminiscences play a role today, more than 20 years after the fall of communism? Maybe with older fans, says Martin Hosták.
For some people, especially older, which were involved in the 68 invasion, so I think they might be an issue, because there is, of course, problem how older Czech people are looking at the Russians. But I think this is new age, and Russians is no longer our enemy. So I think this is not an issue for younger people, which would be the most crowd for Lev Praha.
Lev Praha returns from its three-game trip to Russia and Belarus in some 2 weeks' time, which should give its fans in Prague enough time to come up with just the right chance.
Jan Richter reporting there on the new Czech KHL team, Lev Praha, and we wish them great success, of course, so much.